Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast of the World.
Ding, ding, ding.
It is Takeover Day One. I am your host, Trebuchet. Right next to the one and only Chad Showtime Schultz. How you doing, bud?
Blue Gatorade sucks.
It is officially the worst one, I agree. Like,
It's not the good light blue one. It's like the dark blue.
What is it called? Galactic?
It's called Cool Blue.
Cool, that's a lie.
And Carlito would not approve of them using his nickname like this.
If I had an apple right now, I would spit it in the face of this Cool Blue Gatorade. That's what I would do.
I agree.
But it's WrestleMania weekend. Are you excited?
It's Wednesday. It's WrestleMania week.
The weekend is the week.
It's Raw Monday. It's Hall of Fame Tuesday.
We had a good cry over the Hall of Fame yesterday.
It's Takeover Stand and Deliver. Does that make night one stand and night two deliver?
I hope it stands for something and delivers on the Ciampa Walter fight later tonight. That's what I want.
You are geeked for that match.
I am. I'm looking forward to just seeing some brutality for the WWE NXT UK Championship. It's going to be pretty good stuff here tonight. Hall of Fame last night, man. What'd you think? Both 2020 and 2021. Which one did you like better?
I don't know. I was pretty underwhelmed by the whole thing.
It wasn't great. Kane had a good speech. I liked the Kane. Seeing the NWO was something. Eric Bischoff, I mean, my opinion of it, good for him going in, but instead of that speech, I'd rather just listen to 83 Weeks. You know what I mean? Like, it'd have some more structure around it. And the other thing is, the Hall of Fame, to me, doesn't really work without fans. The raw reaction of people just like one more match.
You could tell it was a phoned in crowd when the Bellas were getting a one more match chant.
Yeah, well, and the thing is that like the reason these speeches go so long is because these guys get that one last hurrah, that rush of the crowd. You know what I mean? It's like that right off into the sunset moment.
Yeah, everybody's speech was like there were a couple of like 5 minute ones. Most of them were like 2 or 3 minutes. Like it wasn't a lot of talking.
No,
like, it felt a little rushed.
It did. And it was also pre-recorded as well. Like, they recorded the thing a couple days before they released it. So, it wasn't live either. So, they were able to put it together in a nice little package. And, you know, just good for everybody going in. It's just, it wasn't what it normally is to me. Yeah. And it's all like, how many times can we put Hulk Hogan in here? How many times are we going to put Scott Hall and Kevin Nash in here? Like, We're redoing a lot of it just to give these guys more airtime. And it's like, come on, just... There was a mid-card. You can put mid-carders in the Hall of Fame. Like, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah, I'm just saying. So, that's enough about the old-timers. And, before I move on, I do want to say, I do want to elect somebody for the Hall of Fame next year.
Who?
It is the WWE's favorite band, Saliva. You familiar, Showtime? You got those CDs.
I was an NXT teenager.
You got the click, click, boom. You got the, you know, all the Spider-Man soundtrack one. You got the fucking click, click, boom. You got all of it. But yeah.
You tweeted that this morning.
I tweeted at Tony Chimmel once again because I'm like Miley Cyrus. I can't stop. I won't stop. And because he knows what I'm talking about. He used to introduce Saliva that way as the WWE's favorite band, Saliva. You say it just like that. And, I just think that they should be in there because they headlined. Their music was on so many pay-per-views. Like, my whole, like...
They performed live a few times.
Yeah, well, they were at WWE New York a couple times, too. Like... They were all over that place, and it was good stuff, and for the sake of click, click, boom, let's put them in there, right, Chad? 3 claps for Saliva. Yeah.
That's the most recognition they've gotten in quite a while.
You're welcome. I'm here to bring all of the people that haven't had notoriety in a little bit, just a little rub, as they say in the industry. Like, Pauly Shore, give him shout-outs all the time, like, all those guys. So, what we're going to do here is break down day one, stand and deliver.
NXT stand
and deliver.
No, tomorrow's delivery.
Oh, okay. NXT Stand. We're writing that down right now. Tomorrow will be delivered. All right, noted. All right, first match pre-show. Tony Storm versus Zoe Stark. Who you got Showtime, and who is Zoe Stark? Because I don't know.
Zoe Stark's had a couple of matches. She debuted recently.
Is she that kind of... She's like thin blonde girl, yes.
They're very toned. They're pushing her like she's something special.
Okay.
Which is why I'm going to go with her.
You're going with Zoe Stark.
Yes.
I am going to go with Tony Storm. Other picks we got in here, Robert went with Tony Storm, Ryan went with Tony Storm, and because this was a pre-show match, A-Plot and Forrest did not put one in here, but we'll check the chat later on and we'll see what's going on. So it's a two-day extravaganza. We're taking the totals of today's picks and adding them with tomorrow's picks, and whoever has the grandest total out of all of them will be our undisputed Intercontinental European champion, essentially, right?
So most of the world, Europe,
most
and
of it.
This in North America,
yeah, most of it.
What are we gonna do the other half?
I don't know.
We have to have like a Far East belt.
We'll work on it. We'll have like a Impact title or something. We'll get to it. All right, coming up next, the first championship match on the card. You want to hear it?
Yes.
Io Shirai taking on Raquel Gonzalez with Dakota Kai in her corner as well.
I've got Raquel here.
You've got Raquel here?
Yeah.
A lot of people have Raquel here. I'm going with Io because Io's been on quite the run. So.
Io has been on a long run, and they're definitely making Raquel seem like a real threat to the belt. I honestly don't think she's ready yet.
I don't either. That's why I'm going to
EO. But I think
she
might just do it.
She could get there. I wouldn't be surprised based on the way the storylines have been going, but my gut tells me to keep riding EO's hot streak because that's what we do. Big fans of Goldberg over here. Though the first run. Not the fifth one, or definitely not the sixth one, or the other ones. Then you saw them all.
Not good.
You know you can watch Crown Jewel on Peacock right now, Showtime.
I don't want to do
you
that.
You can. You can watch the greatest Royal Rumble ever.
I don't want to do that.
But not a goddamn Nitro. Not fucking one of them. Just in case you're fucking wondering. Hashtag Trev's mad, by the way.
Have a 10-bit, dude.
I will. Sorry about that, everybody. You need to yell. But no, the WWE network has dissolved. How do you feel about that?
Well, it's dissolved in America. It's still a
thing. That's where I live. So it's dissolved. And
I was a day one subscriber to a last day subscriber.
You were on that day one-ish. You want a t-shirt, don't you?
I do.
You have officially made that statement a couple times. And I'm with you. Down since day one-ish. And now we got Peacock. And now I get to watch The Office. And Modern Family, and Young Rock, and other stuff. Any of that interest you at all?
No.
Are you a Peacock subscriber since day one?
I'm not. I'm not sure. I'm just going to take the password off of you, I think.
No, you're not going to do that. That's illegal. And as a stockholder, I won't let you do that. Moving on, before Chad's being so felonious over here. Ridiculous. We're going to talk about the tag match for the vacated NXT tag titles. Who was the champions, Chad? Was it Ole and the other guy?
It was Danny Burch and I keep wanting to come Ole. That's not his fucking name. You keep fucking me up. Oney Lorgan.
Yeah, Ole and the other guy. Yeah, okay. So one of them got, the other guy got hurt.
Danny Burch has a brain in his shoulder.
And then Ole had to vacate them because he's not a tag team.
Correct.
Personally, I think Ole should have just defended him personally. I think he's a tough guy. I think he's former horseman and whatnot, you know, just get in there and just defend them. What the hell? But instead, we got this triple threat between MSK, the Grizzled Young Vets, and Legado del Fantasma. And who do you got, Showtime?
I'm going to take the Grizzled Young Vets.
You're taking the Grizzled Young Vets? I am going to take MSK because they are pushing the crap out of those guys.
I agree. I think that they're gonna get their first loss tonight.
You think so?
Yeah, I think they're probably gonna feud with
the Grizzled Young Vets probably.
Yeah, after.
Who takes the fall? Do you think?
Phantasma.
DJZ? No, No way. He might. He usually does the J-O-B. But I wanted to pick Legado del Fantasma, but I just don't. I don't see it. Because their head guy is the Cruiserweight champion.
Yeah.
And I think he's going over. I think he's beating the other guy.
Think so?
Yeah. Pronouns, pal. I'll have their names tomorrow. You don't get to know their names right now. So the next match is one that I'm intrigued by, but I think we all know the finish of, is the Gauntlet match. And that's between Leon Ruff, Swerve, Bronson Reed, Cameron Grimes, Dexter Lumis, and L.A. Knight.
I'm taking L.A. Knight.
L.A. Knight, too. You know what? I took L.A. Knight. You took L.A. Knight. Robert took L.A. Knight. A-Plot, Forrest, and Ryan took Dexter Lumis.
I feel like Dexter Lumis is also a good pick.
Yeah. Well, I believe the order I read them in is the order they're coming out.
That sounds right.
Because that was the way they were eliminated in the Battle Royal on last Wednesday. And, yeah, there was a lot of rules to that. But I'm okay with the way they did it because it'll make this interesting. And this isn't your standard Gauntlet match either, is it? Like,
no,
guys
they,
come out
they
every
enter,
like, 3 minutes or something.
Yeah, they enter at intervals.
So it's got elements of a Royal Rumble to it, and it's going to be pure chaos. And when did Russo start booking NXT is what I want to know.
Don't say that.
No, just curious. Okay. Coming up next is the match I am looking forward to the most, maybe all weekend. These two guys are going to beat the shit out of each other. We're talking about Tommaso Ciampa taking on Walter.
I've got Walter.
You got Walter? Everybody else has Walter.
You taking Tommaso?
I'm going to take Ciampa. I'm the only guy that's got the cojones to take Ciampa here. And I'm going to do it because everybody else is probably going to retain here as far as I'm concerned.
Do you want to see Walter on NXT more frequently?
I think Ciampa's going to try to put that UK brand over more. I think that's they're trying to get more eyes on that product is why Ciampa goes over. But I would love to see Walter more on NXT. Yeah, I would like love to see that, dude. Like I was telling you off the air, is that Walter is shaped like John Bradshaw Layfield.
He is.
That he can say something, it could piss me off, and there's absolutely nothing I can do about it. That guy could beat you to death with your own arms, and you'd just be like, I deserve that, because he's bigger than me and stronger than me and meaner than me, especially within the confines of the WWE.
Yeah.
Like, those chops are brutal. Like, I think that was my match of the year last year was the one with him and the other guy.
Dragunov.
Yeah, that guy.
That was a good match.
It was very good.
He murdered him.
He just brutalized him, dude. It was hamburger meat when it was all said and done. There used to be a person there that it was just chopped liver.
I mean, you saw the welts Ciampa had after fucking getting hit once or twice. Like,
I see Walter and I'm intimidated on TV. I would love to see him live, like, someday. Because here's a fucking breaking news for the people out there. Trebuchet and Showtime are both dose one vaccinated.
Yes.
So we're going to be out eventually.
We got 5G.
Yeah.
Microchips.
Yeah, dude. We fucking got that shit. Locked, loaded, ready to unload. The big Trebowski is getting ready to get rid of the COVID-19.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But no, we got Pfizer'd and how do you feel? You feel okay?
Feel good.
Good. Great. Wonderful. My arm hurts. They stabbed the hardcore legend over here.
That'll happen.
They will. They've heard about
Terry Funk. They're going to stab you.
It is what it is. You got to get my fucking heat, man. What do you want from me? And then this match, I didn't even realize was happening until like I looked it up. Pete Dunne's taking on Kushida.
Yeah.
You think it's going to be a barn burner?
I think it will be.
You think it's going to be? I like Pete Dunne. From what I've seen of Kushida, I like a lot. Who do you got?
I'll take Kushida here.
You're taking Kushida here? I'm going to take Kushida here, too. I just think... I could see it going either way. This is more of a grudge match, so it's more of a coin flip, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Is that all the matches?
That's all we have for Stand. All
right. Well, I'm looking forward to NXT Deliver tomorrow.
NXT Deliver tomorrow. We will be at Daniel Ryan's house. I think we're getting wings or something.
Oh, hell yeah.
Earlier, we got Mr. Burger today because we're just binge-aholics, man. What'd you get?
Too much food.
Double cheese, double bacon, double onion, motherfuckers.
Something like that.
Yeah. I got me some grilled cheese sandwiches and a soup. I highly recommend that every time. And we're going to have a but barbecue Sunday night. Toga party Saturday.
Yep. Yes and yes.
Yeah. And SmackDown on Friday.
Yeah.
When are we going to sleep?
When we're dead, I think.
Oh, okay. So, final thoughts, showtime, motherfucking Schultz.
It's WrestleMania week.
Uh-huh.
We're toging it up.
Toga, 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 toga.
We're barbecuing it up.
Barbecue.
My name is Chad Schultz, and I need to know better.
He does, he does. Final thoughts, Trebuchet. Thank you, Trebuchet. Woo! That's one of my final thoughts. WrestleMania week is in full effect. I'm super excited for this match tonight. I am going to be smoking all kinds of weeds. I am going to be eating chicken wings. Barbecue. Ta-ta-ta-toga. Trebuchet out.